Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, June 3rd. I'm Arla Cousiz. Hamlet is one of the most familiar plays in the English language, but its meaning can be hard to pin down.
The play is just chock full with explorations of different kinds. It is a limitless poem that moves in multiple directions at once.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has the story behind a jazzy Hamlet in Forest Park that uncovers new sounds and surprises in the classic work. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. St. Louis City Mayor Kara Spencer says the city is planning to use $5 million from its American Rescue Plan Act funds to help city residents whose homes were damaged by the May 16th tornado. Spencer says the ARPA money had been allocated for weatherproofing buildings.
We want to make sure that in deploying these funds, we're able to protect those buildings for the duration of time it's going to take to really get them rehabilitated.
City leaders say their goal is to disperse the funds as quickly as possible, especially for residents whose buildings have been badly compromised. Spencer says the number of impacted buildings and homes has grown more than 10,000 in the nearly 3 weeks since the storm. The May 16th tornado that destroyed homes and killed five people also brought down thousands of trees. As St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports, that could mean worse heat in the city this summer.
Workers are hacking at large tree trunks on the ground in Fairground Park in St. Louis. Trees can significantly cool neighborhoods by providing shade and releasing water vapor. Without them, this summer could feel even hotter, says Meredith Perkins, the executive director of Forest Relief of Missouri.
We can put on new roofs, we can rebuild houses, but we can't physically build a 80-year-old tree. We have to wait 80 years for that.
Perkins says we still don't know the full toll of tree loss. And even before the storm, North St. Louis had fewer trees to keep things cool. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Last week, the Missouri Supreme Court reinstated an abortion ban in the state by halting two earlier court decisions that had allowed abortions to resume. The court determined Judge Jerry Jung had applied the wrong standard in the rulings. One of the things that Jung did in her original decision was remove licensing requirements for Planned Parenthood clinics. Dr. Margaret Baum said on St. Louis on the Air that Planned Parenthood is not required to have similar licensing for other care it provides, only abortions.
What these laws do is prevent access for patients and make things more difficult for physicians. And that is ultimately the goal of these laws being passed by our opponents to abortion.
The right to abortion is still enshrined in the Constitution, but it's currently inaccessible in Missouri due to the Supreme Court's de facto ban. The St. Louis sheriff is backtracking on a decision to stop transporting sick or injured detainees to the hospital. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz reports on the department's ask for increased funding amid its latest controversy.
The St. Louis Board of Aldermen's Budget and Public Employees Committee grilled Sheriff Alfred Montgomery about his request for increased funding and threats to stop taking detainees to the hospital. In a letter to Mayor Kara Spencer last month, Montgomery says his office would be stopping the service due to a lack of funding and staffing, but has since reversed course.
You guys are asking me to, at one point, stick to your core duties. And I'm trying my best to stick to my core duties at the same time while asking me, but we need you to do this. It doesn't make sense to me.
The sheriff's office says if the city wants it to transport sick detainees for the long run, it needs, at minimum, an additional 25 deputies and a written agreement with the city. I'm Brian Munoz, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis man wants the gas station where his brother was killed to be shut down. St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell has more.
Shut them down! Shut them down!
That's Gerald Christmas outside of the Crown Food Mart, Phillips 66 on North Kings Highway Boulevard, chanting and encouraging customers to shop somewhere else. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of his brother, John. Christmas says the large number of gas stations in low-income areas is bad for the community.
If you start going on the other side of Del Mar, you won't see these gas stations lined up and down the street this same way that you do here. This is sinking people's value in their property.
He says he is suing the business for wrongful death and working with the city to get it shut down. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear an appeal to a challenge over Illinois' election law filed by a Southern Illinois congressman. The High Court will determine if U.S. Representative Mike Bost and two others have standing to sue the Illinois State Board of Elections. Bost and the others first filed their lawsuit in May 2022. They alleged the state counting mail-in ballots 14 days after Election Day violated federal law. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last year that the Illinois Republican and other plaintiffs lacked legal standing to sue. The Supreme Court announced yesterday it will hear Bost's appeal. SCOTUS is expected to hear the case in its next term, which starts in October. Some local restaurants closed their doors temporarily last month due to damage from the tornado. That includes Del Mar Spots owned by Ben Poremba and Too Much Sauce. Many restaurants are fundraising online to support their staff. The owners of Steve's Hot Dogs are also planning a benefit concert on June 17 at the Del Mar location. Also, John Viviano's and Sons closed after three generations on the Hill, and Small Batch shut in Midtown. There is good news, though. Ice cream shop Sylvie D's opened in the Foundry and Sweet Art in Grand Center. We have more details and other local restaurant openings and closings on stlpr.org. William Shakespeare's Hamlet is the story of a Danish prince who can't decide how to respond to his father's murder. St. Louis Shakespeare Festival's production of the play in Forest Park this month is inspired by the fashion and jazz of mid-20th century Manhattan. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, the production shows that one of the most famous plays ever written can inspire new sounds and surprises.
Hamlet is a giant edifice of literature, but in a sense, it's still always changing shape. Each version you've seen was probably edited down in different ways from the original. Oh, did I say original? There also kind of isn't one of those. Shakespeare left three versions. And to squeeze in all the most famous lines, productions mix and match from them. Director Michael Sexton finds a key to this Hamlet in something Polonius, the comically verbose advisor to the king, says about a troupe of actors.
He's bragging about all of the different kinds of genres they can do. Tragedy, comedy, tragic pastoral, comedy.
Tragical, historical, historical, tragical, comical, pastoral, or poem unlimited.
And that last one, the poem unlimited, the play is just chock full, I would say overstuffed with explorations of different kinds. It is a sort of limitless poem that moves in multiple directions at once.
Hamlet is a psychological revenge thriller with a ghost and a big sword fight that asks, just what does it mean to be human? To know that even the body of a king will one day feed a worm. What is it that makes life precious?
To die. To sleep. To sleep. Perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come.
That's actor Michael Khalid Karachi playing Hamlet on stage at Forest Park in a rehearsal last week. You heard Mark Nelson earlier as Polonius. The play's many moods are enhanced in the Shakespeare Festival production with much music inspired by elements of 50s jazz. A Miles Davis-y number smoothly transitions from more kind of blue to round midnight. Scene where Hamlet tells his friends he's going to start acting very strangely. Sound designer Brandon Walcott says music inspired by Ornette Coleman's free jazz kicks in when Hamlet starts
playing madly in the dirt, rubbing the dirt on his face and his clothes. He makes this decision to pretend to go mad, but also starts the wheels of true madness.
You can hear East St. Louis trumpeter Brady Lewis there. He plays on stage throughout the show. The Shakespeare Festival production is Karachi's first time playing the lead in Shakespeare. He says his anxiety as a guy playing Hamlet feeds into the character's turmoil as he looks for reasons not to avenge his father's murder.
going in and doing like To Be or Not To Be can be so intimidating and scary, and to a point where like, as the actor, you don't want to do it. You don't want to have to take this thing on that so many other great actors before you have done. But that's kind of the same feeling that Hamlet has.
So Carracci takes a cue from the advice his character gives the traveling actors. Just speak the speech.
The point of the words, the reason that they're so famous, is because they are so profound and that they don't have to be spun in any way. The power of them is in just performing them and finding the truth.
Hamlet, the character, is ultimately crushed under the weight of it all. So how do we humans face the truths of life and death and still find meaning and joy in the world? Perhaps that is the question. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Jonathan All edited that story. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kuziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.